If other children, you may be seated, if other children would love to come and sit with us, that's fine. If you want to bring a parent or grandparent or a friend, that's okay too. Just come on down. While they're coming, I'll tell you that it's the custom on the Sunday after Christmas for me to do something a little different. There is no sermon per se, but there is a children's time, since we're all children of God. And while I ordinarily tell stories, on the Sunday after Christmas, I write a story to be read. And the story I wrote today for all of you, especially for you, is based on the scripture you just heard read from the Gospel of Luke by John Nance. It's imagining what it might have been like to be Mary and Joseph, knowing that they had left a big city and left their son Jesus behind. It's called Lost and Found. Where in the world is that boy? He was with us when we left Jerusalem, wasn't he? Mary sounded worried. Oh, he's somewhere around here, probably with one of his cousins. He'll show up eventually. Joseph didn't seem worried at all. Just look around a bit and make sure he's somewhere around here. The tone of Mary's voice told Joseph that her words were not a request. They were a command. So Joseph began asking around whether anyone had seen Jesus recently. Some thought they had, some said they definitely hadn't, and others just couldn't remember. I'm sure that he's here somewhere, they all said, echoing what Joseph had told Mary. There are so many children running around, how can you tell which one is which? One older gentleman said. After searching for almost an hour, Joseph was beginning to get worried. He didn't want to have to return and tell Mary not only that he couldn't find their son, but that he had no idea where he was. At last, though, that was all he could do. What do you mean you couldn't find him? He left Jerusalem with us, didn't he? He's a boy. He's all over the place. You're supposed to keep up with him. Mary's voice was strained and sounded harsh. But Joseph knew that she sounded that way because she was afraid. She was angry because she was afraid. By now, it was almost time to eat the evening meal. They had traveled a full day from Jerusalem, and Jesus was still nowhere to be found. There was only one answer. He had been left behind in their rush to leave the city. Jerusalem was a big city, and there was lots of terrible trouble that a boy could get into. Every single frightening possibility ran through Mary's mind. Since they were afraid to travel at night, Mary and Joseph waited till daybreak to begin their journey back to Jerusalem. Believe me, they didn't sleep at all. They waited for the sunrise like people whose lives depended on it. No, that's not quite right. They waited like people whose child's life depended on it. As soon as it was light enough for them to see, to place one foot in front of another, they began their journey. A number of the family members with whom they were traveling offered to return with them, but they turned down each and every one. They felt that since they were the ones who had forgotten to check and make sure Jesus was with the group before they left, they were the ones who needed to find him. When they left, and all along the return trip, Mary and Joseph were in a hurry. It still took them all day to make it back to Jerusalem after they discovered that Jesus wasn't with them. It was so late that they couldn't get started looking until the next morning. They slept outside the city in a grove of trees until daylight, but just as the night before, they didn't sleep much. Where shall we begin? Joseph asked the next morning. Where are you absolutely sure you saw him last? Mary's voice was tired and tense. I think it was as we were leaving the temple, but I can't remember exactly. Joseph sounded cautious and unsure. I know, Mary's voice was still tight. Neither can I. That's what worries me. Well, shall we just begin at the temple? Wouldn't that make the most sense? We will begin as soon as we enter the city. Then we will ask everyone we see as we make our way toward the temple. Mary was taking no chances on missing someone who might have seen her son. They arrived in the city, and true to her word, Mary began asking everyone she met if they had seen Jesus. She held her hand out to show how tall he was. He's about 12, dark hair, dark eyes, about this tall, she told everyone who would listen to her. Sounds like every 12-year-old boy I've ever seen, was the answer. And he's really smart. Mary hoped that adding this would help. You're his mother, aren't you? Of course, why? Every mother thinks her child is the smartest. I'm so sorry. I've seen lots of boys who look just like that, but I really can't tell one from another. Mary and Joseph searched the streets of Jerusalem all day until the darkness of the approaching evening made it difficult to distinguish faces. By that time, they had made their way to the area near the temple. They were breathing hard and their hearts were beating fast from the fear and anxiety, as well as the exertion and exercise. They leaned against a wall to rest for a moment. Where would they look next as the approaching darkness made it more and more difficult, almost impossible to hold on to any hope of finding their son? Where will we spend the night tonight? Mary asked. I hadn't thought of that, Joseph answered. I was just so worried. What if we never find him? Mary asked the question that had been troubling both their minds, but neither had spoken until now. Her voice had lost its anger and was just filled with worry. Don't even think that, Joseph sounded confident, but his confidence rang hollow. We're bound to find him sooner or later. We'll just keep looking until we do. About that time, as both fell silent, they heard a voice. It was a child's voice. It was faint, so much so that they might have missed it, but it sounded very familiar. Then they heard the voices of old men. Then the voice of the child again. The second time they heard it, both Mary and Joseph were sure who that young voice belonged to. It was Jesus. Listening carefully to hear which direction the conversation between the young man and the older man was coming from, they followed the sound of their son's voice. As they approached one door in particular, the voice became louder and more distinct. They began to make out words and then phrases. Then they looked across a courtyard into a room filled with men, most of them older with long beards going gray or altogether white. They still couldn't see the source of the voice they had followed, but it was unmistakable now. It was their son's voice. Mary pushed her way through the crowd of old men and didn't stop until she was in the room from which Jesus' voice had come. It didn't matter to her in the least that the room was filled with scholars, with men who would object to her presence there because she was a woman. She had found her son. That was all that mattered to her. "Who are you and what are you doing here?" one of the scholars asked. "I'm his mother," Mary told him, pointing to Jesus. "Why are you holding my son captive here?" All of Mary's worry and fear was gone now that she knew her son was safe. But her anger returned. "Oh, you are mistaken, woman," the scholar replied. "He's the one who's been holding us captive by his brilliance and the depth of his understanding of Torah." "Well, the lessons are over," Mary sounded fierce. "You come with us, young man. What were you thinking? Didn't you know your father and I would be worried sick?" You've never heard a tone of voice like that, have you? No, I didn't think so. Jesus looked at his mother as if he had been completely confused by the question. "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know I'd be in my father's house?" "Well, that's where you're going right now, back to your father's house." It was as if Mary hadn't even heard what her son had said. Or perhaps she thought he was just developing a smart mouth and was choosing to ignore the comment so as not to encourage him. "And when we get there, you will be confined to the house until you're 30. Jesus was smart enough not to say anything else, except to tell the scholars a respectful goodbye and to follow his mother and father out the door and home. Mary would think about this incident many times in the coming years. In fact, while he wasn't confined to the house all that time, Jesus didn't actually leave home to go out into the world until he was about 30 years old. Even then, Mary felt the old fear rising in her heart, a fear that she would one day lose him for good. It is a fear she shares with all parents before and since. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us stories of Jesus, who was your love, with us, continues to be your love with us, teaching us how to love others, who knows what it's like to be us, who gets in trouble as a boy, who learns, who teaches, who for us is our greatest teacher. Thank you, especially this holy season, for the birth of your love into the world in Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you all for coming down so very much.